Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
For you not to have something that represents the show.
An honorarium?
A little touch for the wonderful people coming out to see you.
I think that's a good idea. That's nice that you're doing that.
And so they're there. Unless he forgets them at home, they're there.
I left them at home.
Nope. That's good.
Now, people remember that in March, I lost my Uncle Bruce, mm-hmm. and he had a condo in Miami / Aventura, and my father and my stepmom, Kathy, went down there to take care of things. Well, my father has the same name as me. And I said, which property is this? And he rolled off the address and I said, no, I don't think I own that property. Mm-hmm. He says, oh, well, you're the caretaker for the property of Bruce Spiewak. Mm. And now now everything is falling into place, right? And I said, yeah, oh, yes. Bruce, how is Bruce?
How big are the buffalo?
They're very small. They're a baby buffalo. They're about only about 2 feet off the ground. No, they're buffalo. I don't know. They're the size of buffalo. Big giant. Big
I didn't
ass,
know how far you were going to go. Buffalo. 2 foot tall.
I've never seen a little buffalo.
And it was either a buffalo or a black lab.
They're pygmy buffalo, Oscar. We're the lab.
The cute ones.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Mike, in answer to your question, we're going to turn you loose in 95 minutes. That's all we need you for, okay? Live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Now in our second decade, the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you are a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you for spreading the word all across the world about TMOS. Places like Duck, North Carolina, Portsmouth, Virginia, Valley Center, Kansas, Dover, Delaware, Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Mike, I'm glad you're here for this one, Phnom Penh, Cambodia.
Phnom Penh!
TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started, Oscar, with our special guest.
I'm not a guest.
No. Oh. Isn't that sweet?
Right at that moment you dropped out, I couldn't hear you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Can you hear me okay?
62 yes. years old and looking Woo! Great!
Woo! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Mike!
Get Boss. Off of my lawn! Get off of my lawn!
62. Social Security says I can collect some money
you
now.
You don't look 62.
No, you look the same as you looked even just yesterday, I bet.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Yeah, you and, do not look 62.
I want to say, I know it sounds self-serving, but you know you're doing well when the birthday greetings were the first thing you open up on social media, and it has curated your birthday greetings. So for everybody that took that kind of time to do that, I have not made it through all of them, but I want to say thank you to everybody that's reached out and said happy birthday. It feels wonderful. Greetings from Big Sky, Montana, where the O'Maras are pretty much halfway. Are we halfway yet? Are we at the halfway mark of our journey?
Oh, I thought you were going to say marriage.
We're a quarter of the way. We're a quarter of the way through our trip after landing in Salt Lake City. Beautiful city.
Really?
No.
What was the highlight?
What's that?
What's the highlight of Salt Lake City and the time you spent there?
It was a what was the name of that margarita joint we went to? Right near the Mormon temple.
Was it called Piglet?
I don't know. Excuse me.
Called Piglet? Mike, you realize there's margaritas where you live, yeah. And you flew to Salt Lake City and had more margaritas.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. What was the rental car situation?
Yeah. How'd that work out?
I am luxuriously cruising through the mountain passes. By the way, let me first say to my wife, Carla, who's done an incredible job, and she's been the wheel person. Mm-hmm. I'm 62 now. I can be driven. Doesn't bother me at all. I get to see all the sights. Carla's been the wheel person.
Not just
time.
Driven, but at 62, you can also be pushed.
I can be pushed, right? And you hope, by the way, you hope to be seen on your birthday and not mm-hmm. viewed.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
anywho, at the airport, we went up to the counter and I put on my charming face because I love the idea of perhaps getting an opportunity to get an upgrade.
Yeah, an upgrade.
And so Michael's knocking on the door. Is he knocking on the door of the bathroom or the, you know, anyway,
let him out.
That'll be happening a lot. So I walk up and the lady behind the counter and at the rental car company, I said, there's nobody there. We had gotten in early enough where there was no one there. And the flight was fantastic. First time in a long time I've flown on Delta Airlines. I have nothing bad to say about anybody at Delta. Joel Rogers, your company stands strong from that wonderful pilot. You know what I always believe?
What's that?
This pilot is super nice to my son. Lets him jump in the front seat. You know, lets him press buttons up there, which was incredible. It was great, and it was testing. He said, I want you to test my alarm system. Oh, and he presses the button, and they go through all the alarms.
That's cool.
So he said, now, we do that in case anything happens, which is very rare. So he's like, not only cool, but he's like really straight ahead with my son, which I thought was really amazing. And then
was it a proper Delta flight, or was it a Delta variant?
It was a proper Delta, the Delta variant.
Did he let Carla sit on his lap?
Yeah.
No.
Did she hit any buttons?
Do you like wrestling?
I was the goofy dad. And by the way, the flight attendant brought Michael up there so the pilot didn't see Carla.
Okay.
So it's not because of that. We've had plenty of that. We had that yesterday. I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Can you turn that down a little bit, please? All right. Lover of veterans.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, so it was a great flight. Phenomenal flight. Get to the airport in Salt Lake City in the morning. And I figured I'd bat my eyes at the young lady, behind the counter and say, yeah, well, I guess we've got the Chevy Impala, right? And I said, boy, I wish we had a little more room. She said, and she looks at me and goes, well, we could get you a Ford Explorer. Oh. And I'm like,
hey,
hello, little SUV for the trip. No problem at all. About that time, the general, Mrs. O'Mara, in back of me, I hear, ask her if it's more money. And like me, idiot boy, I turn around. Yeah, it was $700 more money for the Explorer.
Oh, so she wasn't offering you an upgrade. She was offering you an upsell.
An upsell. Yeah, without blinking her eyes. And it
$700.
Was an upsell. Bless you. It's a little dry out here. A little pollen-y.
What was that?
That was like a cartoon. Like a cartoon sneeze.
Yeah, like a chicken sneezing.
No, those are her sneezes.
Yeah. Almost sounded like an osprey.
So we've been cruising Jellystone National Park in a beautiful 44,000-mile Chevy Impala.
What color?
It smells like somebody barfed in it.
What color is it? I bet it's white.
Nope, it's black.
Oh, okay. My second guess. 44,000 miles means it's just about ready to head out to the boneyard and be sold for scrap.
Yeah, and we're going to drive the crap out of it. But climb the mountains. It's comfortable to ride in. Carl likes driving it. The three of us have been having a really, really great day. The Grand Teton, French trappers, don't you know, named it. Yes. Big Tatas.
Yes.
That's what they named this national park. One of the, if not the most, I think the most beautiful place I've ever seen. I think it's the most beautiful spot where the Snake River goes right to the base of these rock mountains that go straight up into the air. And it was breathtaking. I mean, I have never seen anything. That's why I came out here. I've never seen anything like this. It is so beautiful. It's beautiful country.
Better than 4K?
It's better than 4K.
And Oscar, this is amazing. He is awestruck by the beauty. And this is coming from a guy who used to live in Manassas. So it's striking, really.
I thought once I'd been there.
The Tetons, Mike. The beautiful Tetons.
Hello.
Oh, yes. You're here. We see.
So it's now. It wouldn't be me. And Carly, you can feel free to say you're wrong if you think I'm wrong. But when I was in Wyoming the last time, I drove with Jimmy through a couple of towns.
Cerrito.
Wyoming. Yeah, Jimmy Cerrito. And I really didn't think it that great. I thought the people were, how shall I say, a little prickly. It's the land of our former Vice President Dick Cheney and a lot of, get off of my lawn type of people. At least I saw a lot of guys like that. Now, that was on the other side of the state of Wyoming. The Grand Tata National Park is on the Jackson Hole.
Ooh.
Mm.
Jackson Hole.
You bought the hat.
So, I decided. So the only place you can go to, you know, where there's a town is the town of Jackson Hole. So we went in there, and I don't know whether it's the current economy. I don't know whether it's the pandemic, but it could be.
Sure.
It's kind of tough to get for a tourist town that was bustling, that was packed with people. It was kind of tough to get, you know, get chow on East Coast time, you know. And I come from a state that's fully touristy, you know, and people on vacation eat at all hours of the day. So when you have your breakfast, you close up at 10 and then you open again at 5:30. Well, 5:30, that's, you know, it doesn't work for us, the O'Maras, to wait all day. We just can't. And so it was hard to do that. And then, you know, after that, there was the only place open, had a bit of a wait. And there's just this, you know, I hate a man bun, right?
Mm. Oh, God, yeah. Mm.
Well, how I hate a man bun. And
not
I
a mean, Cinnabon, it's minor. Man bun.
First world problems. Fantastic trip. But man, Wyoming, I was pissed off in Jackson Hole. I didn't think that they were very pleasant, but I could be wrong. And maybe it's and here's the biggest problem I have. And I know I don't want to get into the politics of the situation, but it seems a little odd that they are selling essentially some houses that look like double wide trailers for millions with an M, millions of dollars. Now, I know there's a ski resort, and I know everybody comes in from California, where the cost of living, as Oscar will tell you, is so much higher than a lot of the other parts of the country. I was not comfortable with that kind of disparity. I don't think it should be that ridiculous. I'm all for Johnny Ritchie wants to get his big house. But I always thought a big house. Now, what are you all already looking away for? If you work hard, I understand.
Yeah, but you're a man that lives in a community that I would say most likely 2 blocks from where you live, there's a meth lab. Like there is outside of your neighborhood, just because it's Florida and per capita, there's probably 5 meth labs per neighborhood.
Yeah, but that's why they build fences. They build fences to keep the meth out, and it's regional. It's regional.
Gates.
Yeah. So, but what's your point, Oscar?
You know what I think it speaks to more for me? When I grew up in a different world, a different town, back where whatever you did, there wasn't this line of demarcation where you have to be, you know, the super one percenters to even buy any property. Mm-hmm. You've got a combination of really rich ski resort. You've got a combination of public land, which is untouchable. You can't get that. That has created this amazing gap between folks. And what I was saying about growing up, I grew up where my dad hung out with the guy that put our furnace in and hung out with the Mr. Richards, Paul's father, my friend's father, who owned the gas station downtown. And that's the way it was. And everybody made a kind of decent living. We didn't have the palaces. I didn't grow up in a big house. I grew up in a tiny house, but it was home.
Right.
You come out of here. And I was saying to Oscar before the show, it just seems to me, you know, you've heard it a lot, that if somebody's going to work 40 hours, no matter what they're doing, they ought to at least be able to find a place to live. Case in point, Big Sky, Montana, where we're staying in a little motel here. The people that work here drive 1 hour, sometimes 1 hour and a half, to work in this town. That's the way to, because there's just nothing for them here. And that's fine. They choose to do it. It's just, I find out west the disparity.
Emphasized?
You know, we talked about it on the show a lot, but the disparity between the haves and the have-mores and the have-nots are, it's a little odd. And man, oh man, if you bought a house, 30 years ago here, you probably are licking your chops right now.
It's tough for me to sympathize. I'm coming off the heels of having to expedite buttons to Mr. Dirk Vastrick to his home address.
Let's pretend you have a man bun, Oscar, and you can say buttons.
Buttons.
Yeah, you have some buttons shipped out there.
And I was like, this can't be that expensive because the buttons I ordered for us to come here are going to be delayed because I went by a fly-by-night next day button shop.
Yeah, some sort of shady button outfit.
Dirk already has 50 limited edition buttons at his home because I overpaid for these buttons. So
why did you do that?
Because what I didn't want, Mike, is for you to show up in a wonderful event in Spokane, Washington.
You mean on Thursday?
On Thursday. This Thursday. This Thursday.
June 24th?
This Thursday I'll be at Osprey in Spokane.
That's right.
Get there early.
700 North Division Street, Mike.
And for you not to have something that represents the show.
An honorarium?
A little touch for the wonderful people coming out to see you.
Yes.
I didn't want that.
Nice. I think that's a good idea. That's nice that you're doing that. And
so they're there. Unless he forgets them at home, they're there.
I left them at home.
Nope. That's good.
Get there early. There's only 50.
I have buttons, but they're all in. And then a week later, I'm going to have a meet and greet, a TMO meetup where we're sending a tribute to me.
Are you excited for the meetup?
I'm very excited for the meetup. I'm really jacked. It's been, as I said, it's been so beautiful. Are you playing the Osprey?
I am, just as, a reminder for folks.
Thanks, Carla.
What'd she say?
Nothing. Carla was flipping me off. Okay, I'm sorry.
Wow.
It's really hard.
On your birthday?
What did you do wrong?
What?
It's your birthday. Don't flip off the birthday boy.
Yes. Okay. Well, you did it.
What happened?
Yeah, fill us in. Oh no.
A little gassy, sassy.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
I'm
dear.
Sorry. Carla's had a little stomach distress on the trip, so yeah. That's it. Yeah, she's pretty, but it's pretty on the outside.
Well, I don't know what traveling is stressful.
Mike, can I ask? Let's switch gears just briefly. Who is hitting on your wife, or who is?
Well, I can get there. I'll get there in a second. Let me just say, it is the most beautiful country I've ever seen. I am super excited about the second part of the journey when we head out. We one more day tomorrow, one more night in Montana, and then into Idaho. I think then it's Spokane, right? This is Tuesday, then Wednesday. Yeah, then it's over to Spokane, Washington, then back into Idaho and back. I will tell you that last night we got here early yesterday afternoon, about noon. We had seen Old Faithful. And when we drove through the park, we got up at 4 o'clock Western time, which is 6 o'clock our time.
Right.
And that's when I tried to call you guys when we were on the road. We left by, 10 after five yesterday? 10 after five, we got on the road, which we're told is this is such Rube Central that if you literally take the initiative to get up at an early hour, which is effortless for anybody on East Coast time, you avoid it. And it's absolutely true. You come into Yellowstone National Park and you want to see the sights, the Grand Prismatic or Old Faithful.
What is the Grand Prismatic?
It is a hot spring, a huge multicolored hot spring that we didn't get to see.
That's okay.
The crowd. All
right.
Carl and I are in the same boat on that one, where when you see a half mile long line of cars, it's like, I guess I'll get the postcard.
That's right. I'm sure it's on YouTube. All right.
But first thing in the morning, we got there about 7:05 in the morning yesterday. Someone told me, guys, that when I mentioned that I was going to do this call-in with a Wi-Fi connection because I wasn't able to reach you, somebody said, oh, you mean Yellowstone National Park, where emails go to die. I mean, of course. Should have known better, but I before the show yesterday, I was talking to Rob for a second and then it froze.
Yep.
Right. That's what happened.
We had for about a good 12 or 13 minutes, a frozen image of your face in the car. And it was just on the screen. It was beautiful. It was like having a painting of you. And that's all we had. Yeah. And then we didn't hear from you for like 6 hours. It really got to a point during the show where I said, I hope nothing's wrong with Mike.
I didn't have any service until I texted you.
I know, but we worried. We worried about you.
So we get to the Old Faithful in the middle of Yellowstone National Park at 7:04. We walk up. It's cold. It's like 36 degrees, 35 degrees. And we go up and there's this guy that's sitting there with his girlfriend sitting down and she's got a camera on a tripod. The guy's got a nice camera around his neck. And we said, do you know when they're expecting the eruption? He said, well, the last one was at 6:30. And we knew that the Old Faithful erupts anywhere from 45 to 1 hour, 45 minutes to an hour and a half. So the waiting game Oh, hello?
You're there.
Oh, that's somebody. God damn it.
Something's never changed.
He just got all the texts we sent him yesterday.
Damn it. Every time I'm taking a show. God, DirecTV sucks ass.
DirecTV has followed you out there?
They call constantly. AT&T.
Bunch of jerks.
Can lick my Irish bag.
Mm.
So where was it? So we arrive and we start the waiting game and it's cold, but we're prepared for it. We're ready to see. And when you get to Old Faithful, you got this little steam that's just coming out of the thing anyway. It's beautiful. It's very noticeable. And then they arrived.
Mm.
Oh, whom?
Rob, I know you like to use the term the Loudersons arrived.
Yes, of course.
There was, it looked like two brothers and all of their Southern families.
Yes.
Arrived at the same time. And the grown-ups were excited, like toddlers would be excited, babbling and jammering away. Now, we're in an area of scenic beauty that speaks for itself, all right? Everybody can comment, talk about when it might erupt. And the babbling, did they ever stop? Did they ever stop the babbling? Carlos said they were just stupid. They were stupid. They were stupid. And of course, he was wearing his trucker hat,
right,
with a shotgun company logo on it, which was fine. And so, but they were so loud. And you know, when you're waiting for something,
did
like
he strike
that,
up any conversation with you, or are they totally inward?
No, that would have been shy. They would have been too shy, but they were talking to each other. And the guy even had a mouth that was like, oh, no,
because what I expected, the perfect Louderson comment in the tableau that you've portrayed would have been, he'd turn to you and go, did we miss it?
Yeah.
Because if it happens every 75 minutes, then you never miss it.
You know how I am when it comes to crowds or waiting or any of that. It just.
Patience of a saint.
I don't have a patience for it. It's ridiculous. I shouldn't do it. I don't have the patience for it. And so I was able to ignore them. We're waiting for the big moment to see what it's all about. I'll give you a review of that in just a second. But I will tell you this, that as soon as the it felt like it was getting closer, the little
steam,
the pre.
Stop it. Don't say it.
It was like that. The pre thing was,
pre-steam.
It's kind of very much like a
pre-steam.
It's like, so, and at this point, oh, God damn it. Stop it.
What's the matter?
I have to disengage.
Did you get some pre-steam on your computer?
There's a, Michael was using it and there's stuff on it. Like sauce. So anyway, at this point, we're right at the edge of the boardwalk. And
how close are you from where the steam is like coming out of the ground?
I was on top of it. I was 50 feet from it.
Oh my God. Really? Mm. That close? That's crazy.
Yeah. Where's my, is Michael using my phone? Okay. If your stomach's upset, why are you eating pizza?
Right behind you.
All right. Oh, okay. I can maybe this will work on this camera. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Just a second. Do we have to break, by the way? Are we all right?
No, we're good. Okay? We're good.
Yeah, Mike, all we have is time.
And does Carla need anything? Can we send her like some radishes or anything?
Or some Pepsi?
A little like something. That? Yeah.
All right. I'll show you in a second here. This is gonna really wow you. I'll show you how close we were.
Okay.
And I've taken a lot of pictures on this journey.
Mostly selfies?
Lots of selfies. Some people have helped us and taken pictures, and I happen to be looking at all of them today. First of all, if I can hold this up to you, there's Michael in Yellowstone.
Oh, that's great. Cool. That's awesome.
All right.
He's so.
Let me see. There's the family. We're at the Continental Divide.
Oh, that's cool. Nice. I love that. All those classic signs. Yeah.
What? Okay, thanks. I'll do that. All right. So there we are at Old Faithful.
Oh, cool.
That's sweet.
Okay, and then I'll show you where we were. That's how close we were.
Oh, you're right on it. That's so awesome.
That's cool. That's cool.
And to the left of Carla were the Loudersons. And then right above that moment, my moment, I really don't try to make myself embarrassed. I really don't. And I really try like hell not to be the asshole. I really, really do. So a guy comes in squatting down. I don't know where he was from. And he got right in front of me, and we'd been waiting there for about 45 minutes. And he literally came around the corner, squatted down, and he starts taking pictures. And he's literally on top of my foot.
Oh.
And then I said, excuse me. I said, excuse me.
Mm.
Nothing. No response whatsoever. And then I go tap him on the shoulder like that. And I said, excuse me. This is, you know, you're kind of crowding me here. And then at this point, I feel a tap on my shoulder. And Carla says, stop it.
Oh.
Stop it. Oh, you're behaving like an ass. Stop it. I said, what? I said, he didn't acknowledge you. I said, he didn't even acknowledge me, Carla. And Carla says, he didn't acknowledge you because he's deaf.
Oh, and he's deaf.
I immediately kind of pulled back after that. I was, did I apologize to you? Yeah, I apologized to Carla when that happened. And then he went away.
Well, how are you supposed to know, in fairness to you?
Yeah.
He wasn't blind. Doesn't mean they're not spatially aware.
That's right.
How are you doing, Oscar?
I'm great.
How you doing? How you doing? Okay. How you doing?
Like, I know deaf guys.
I don't deserve to live there. Yeah.
They're spatially aware.
Yeah. At least he sees.
Yeah, but he couldn't hear me, and I was more concerned about him blowing me off when I said, excuse me, very loud.
Yeah. I guess he won't be listening to the podcast then.
Rob.
Stop it. Now, see, you just wait, sit back with your little tip in. but, you know, after that, we went to the next one. The great thing is on our way to Montana, we are stopping at these sites because it's on the drive.
Right.
I don't know if I planned it that way months ago when I set this thing up. And then we go to the Grand Prismatic. By this time, we've eaten breakfast, if you want to call it that, at the Old Faithful Inn.
Oh.
Which consisted of freeze-dried eggs that you put in. They had one microwave for about 200 people to put in there. And we got out of there, and we on our way out, what's the listener's name? Tomorrow I'll give him credit, or the next day. I don't know if I'll. We'll find out the listener's name, who recommended this app called Gypsy that. If you're going to tour a national park or any scenic area where they have tours in this app, it's incredible. I mean, he's literally in the car with you, telling you where to go. If you want, you can. If you don't, you just keep going on. And
so it's an app. It's an app called Gypsy.
Called Gypsy, and the guy talks to you.
Sustar.
Sustar. Joseph Sustar.
Sustar.
Sustar. Sustar. Joseph, I told you personally when I thanked you, and your timing was amazing that you did this. That app was spectacular. And again, it gave us a cup of what's that?
It's
$10 and it literally tells you where to go.
Cool.
And we didn't have much time. And if you have the time and you took all of his advice, it absolutely fantastic. What's that? Yeah, it's a personal chauffeur. It's like having a guide.
Oh, that's so cool.
Car. We relied on it. We became addicted to it. And when we got to the Grand Prismatic, everybody had arrived. People arrive at Yellowstone National Park at 9 a.m. Mm. That's when they come in. If you know that, you get there early, you beat the crowds, and you really do beat the crowds because people don't get up and come in there. And so
this might sound like a rube question, but are there like hours? Can you get there like in the middle of the night if you wanted to, or does it like open at daylight, or is it just open?
We drove into the park at 5:35.
Oh wow! Smart. Okay, that's smart. The way to do it.
Rangers, Mr. Ranger wasn't there yet, but we were able to drive through. Mm. So that's another thing. We, you know, if the Mr. Ranger's there, you're going to pay $30. I guess if you get there at that early hour, you don't have to pay the $30 because we didn't.
You just make a donation. Day, wink, before. Wink.
Yeah, it's a donation.
What's that?
You just make a donation later
What's
on.
That?
Wink, wink.
Yeah, you make a donation.
You send in a donation later on. Wink, wink.
Well, I paid the day before. And how's the connectivity? Because you guys are breaking up on me a little
bit. You sound great.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to double check that. So it was really, the scenery was fantastic. you're in the middle of the wilderness. And we stayed the very first night in a place that said, we are in the middle of bear country. And there was the great name for this. And by the way, it's grizzly bears. And I've gotten 4 phone calls since this broadcast began.
You're very popular.
Yeah, maybe I should do that.
No. Don't break it. Don't break. Don't kick.
Where to God? Where was I?
Grizzly bears.
Grizzly bear with 2 cubs. Oh, by the way, I said, so black bears, huh? He said, no, this is grizzly country. I'm like, oh wow.
Cool.
Good day, grizzly bear. Didn't see a grizzly bear. Elk, antelope, buffalo. And this morning out on this man-made lake, I saw a beaver with my son. That's about it so far.
How big are the buffalo?
What?
How big are the buffalo?
They're very small. They're baby buffalo. They're about only about 2 feet off the ground. No, they're buffalo. I don't know. They're the size of buffalo. Big giant. Big
I didn't
ass,
know how far you were going to go. Buffalo. 2 foot tall.
I've never seen a little buffalo.
And it was either a buffalo or a black lab.
They're pygmy buffalo, Oscar. We're the
cute ones. I've seen them on Instagram.
It was Oscar. It was a Japanese pot-bellied buffalo. They designed them to live in your home.
Japanese pot-bellied buffalo.
And they're square.
Yeah, like watermelon.
No, it's amazing. It's just scenic beauty. All I can say driving through this with my family is it's amazing. And they had the foresight to do this in relatively short time ago. This was done like in the early 1900s that they said this is late 1800s, right?
Teddy Roosevelt.
They said this is national. This is going to be preserved. The early people that came to Yellowstone National Park that saw the steam coming out of the ground and the thermal springs and the geysers and all that, they didn't believe them. They thought these people were insane, that they were lying about it. And then when finally it became discovered, so this has to be preserved. There are people, imagine that today, that kind of foresight, that people decided this area is so pristine and so beautiful and so amazing that we're going to preserve it. We're going to preserve this phenomenal amount of acreage.
This was part of the Louisiana Purchase, right?
Oscar, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Well, shut up.
The key element here is that our president at the time, Theodore Roosevelt, was instrumental in preserving these parks and recognizing their value. And it is an amazing amount of foresight because, again, Mike says when they were relaying these stories of geysers and prismatics and things back east, they didn't believe them because it was so foreign to them. I don't know if it had to do with the Louisiana Purchase, though.
It's spectacular. And the only thing that wrecks it, of course, are people, but I'm a person too. So I get it. I get how that works.
Sure.
And really, you know, all in all, really, really kind people. This guy was working at the inn at Old Faithful, and to describe it as a crowd scene would be an understatement. And everybody's getting up early. This is like 8 o'clock in the morning, and the guy's like slugging away through this. And he had the most incredible attitude. And this is no big deal, but I lit the guy up. We got 2 breakfast sandwiches, and I gave him a $20 bill because he was so over the top, a young kid,
right?
Over the top con. And I guess Carla was watching him behind me, and I didn't do it for a reaction. I just did it. And she said he was just, Carla said if he could have jumped up and down, he would have, because he's dealing with these a-holes all morning
all day.
Long. And there are people, it just, you know, when you get people in packs that are vacationing in groups, you see that. And I just have become more aware of people that are out getting it done and slogging in this area where there are other people that can waltz in with $5 million and pop it down on a house. It's just something that, I don't know how to fix the problem in this country. It seems like it's a bigger gulf than when I was a kid. And I think it is. Yeah. I think it is right now. We have a problem. And that problem someday is going to, result in something, I think, because people are angry. It really is. That's the sense I've gotten out here. Because back east, plenty of money back east too. Plenty of richy-rich locations back there. I've just never seen a disparity like this. Yes, do you want to come over, or do you want to just yell from the corner?
What? Hanging up, I can't open because I can't find help.
Carla mentioned this. The signs everywhere sorry, we are closed because we can't find help. Because people getting subsidized and staying home as opposed to coming out and working. There you go.
Brutal.
I don't know how to solve it. I don't know what the problem is, but I hope it gets better. I really do. And it's some of the most beautiful country I've ever seen. And, you know, I'm excited about it. And since I am 62 today, this is my last vacation.
Last vacation ever? No, I don't think so.
I've talked to the doctors.
How does Michael like it?
Yeah.
Michael liked it. And I said, what better way to celebrate my birthday than to do what my son wanted to do, which was go down to this little tiny little mountain lake and get him one of those sit down paddle boats.
Oh, cool. Which,
oh, yeah. It was fun. It was really seeing me get into this thing. You know,
you were on one side and he was on the other.
Yeah.
And did it mostly go in circles?
I mean, that's how we basically went around. That's where we saw the
a tight circle. And before we let you go, how was your Father's Day?
Father's Day. What did we do on Father's Day?
Wonderful. Remember the Snake River or whatever?
Oh, the Snake River. That was the Grand Tetons in the morning.
Oh, beautiful.
I had the best. Both my daughters checked in with me on the road, and I had my son with me on the banks of the Snake River, or this crystal clear mountain river going by.
And very nice.
The big Tatas like towering above me. Couldn't ask for a better thing. Carter a gift. We don't need that.
Sure was lost in the mail.
Carter a gift would be nice. What's that?
If we would celebrate when we get home.
We'll celebrate. Oh, we're going to celebrate when we get
home. An IOU.
Right.
And the check's in the mail.
Sure. She can send you a picture of a card, Mike.
You want to come over and say hi for just a second? Yeah. You want to tell him the gifts that I got today? Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
For 60.
He got the gift of me. Happy birthday, baby.
That's a gift that keeps on giving. Hi, Carla.
That's sweet. Hi. Carla.
You know, you two look so genuinely so happy.
Yeah.
And Mike, I'm curious. I predicted that, not insane, happy. I predicted that as soon as you got in your rental car and started driving with your family, you were going to have a new lease on this trip. Did that happen?
Happiness.
Yeah. Did the happiness set in as soon as you hit the road?
I'm out of my mind.
It's great. We travel well together.
Yeah. We like to do the same thing.
We get up early. Our stuff's organized. We have fun seeing new things.
Carla's like this, like me. All right. So we get to this thing. Major tourist attraction, the Grand Prismatic, the hottest, next to Old Faithful, the thing everybody has to see. Carl and I are in this line. We get to the parking lot. Nobody's moving. They're all there. I said, you want to see it?
No.
That bad? Nope. Bye.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I said what you said, Rob. I'm like, we could see it
on TV.
You know, on TV or something. Beautiful.
Looking at the mountains in the car, looking at all this stuff, just being here is... I love it. Now, do I have to check stuff off the bucket list? I'm glad we did that with Old Faithful.
Yeah.
And another review. And now the review of Old Faithful.
Yeah.
So there's a little steam that comes out of the hole, and then a lot of steam comes out of the hole.
Ooh.
You know, Oscar, I actually have, in preparation for this segment, I have audio of the way Old Faithful sounds when it blows. And as Mike says, it's like from every 50 to 75 minutes. Yeah, so this is Old Faithful right here.
Same one he uses for everything.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Natural beauty.
But it's great.
And now today, we are going to go on a ski lift, hopefully. Did you check on that? Closes at 4, so we got time to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the top of a mountain on a ski.
Oh, that's cool.
So, this may, in fact, be the last time I speak with you.
Oh, God, I hope not. I hope not.
Safety first.
Why are you coming over?
Oh, yeah, that is a good point. So you're going to ride by yourself, okay? Michael and I will be in a cart, and you can be in your own.
Oh, use the safety bar, Mike. Do use the safety bar.
I mean, there's probably a limit. We all have limits.
I wasn't going to say.
Structurally.
The air is lighter up there. I don't know if that affects it, but you should be fine. The motor's overheating on the lift.
Hey, I really wish I could stay around longer, but I'm on vacation. So, you know.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it from Mike O'Mara.
Happy birthday.
On his 62nd birthday.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the show. And, I'd just like to say to Trip Affleck, Trip, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you. Absolutely. That's a secret message.
Secret. Yeah, he likes secret codes.
Your own Ollie North.
Yeah, your own Ollie North.
Yeah. That's good. All right. I really want to dramatically. Oh, okay. I want to do this. I've been meaning to do this since I knew we were going to do the Zoom call, you know, because I wanted to leave you with one great story.
Okay.
So when we finally arrived to Big Sky, Montana, there was this guy that was in front of me checking in, and he bumped into Carla, and he said, "Watch out." And then I said, "Hey, bud, why don't you?"
We lost him.
I knew he was going to do that.
And also, it would have been so much better if he had knew how to use his mouse better.
If he just slammed his computer shut,
that's all he needed to do. All right. Thank you, Mike. Happy birthday. When we come back, Oscar's take. And some stories I think you're going to enjoy, so don't go anywhere. And happy birthday, Mike O'Meara. He doesn't look a day over 68, does he?
So happy. So happy. He left in such a rage.
I know. I'm happy to see him happy, and it's going to last for a long time, too.
Not at all.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
I wish you love. You know, Oscar, when it comes to losing weight, there's a lot of pressure out there to label foods good or bad. Mm. But what it does, it just makes dilemmas. It confuses you. You don't know what to
do. Dilemmas.
Well, Noom, N-O-O-M. Noom is here to change how we see food with a psychology-based approach that looks at not only what you eat, but how you eat. You see, instead of making you feel guilt or regret, Noom empowers you to keep going. Everybody's journey is different. So Noom customizes a program for you based on your personal goals. Now, I, as you know, I've lost hundreds and hundreds of pounds. Here's what I love about Noom. No food is totally off limits.
I've got a great Noom success story, and I won't say his name, but a listener of ours that you know, Rob.
Really?
That I saw this weekend. And I noticed right away, I was like, and I hadn't seen the pre-pandemic.
Right.
I said, I didn't want to tell him. I was like, you look good. Like, he lost a significant amount of weight.
That's awesome. That's
and then
so cool.
On the way, I was like, hey, man, did you, like, lose weight? What's going on? He's like, yeah, I've been doing Noom. Noom!
That's cool.
Our sponsor, Noom.
Love that. Love that. You see, no food, it's so real life. No food is off limits. You can maintain a healthy balance. And here's the deal with Noom. If you have an off day, relax. Noom gently helps you get back on track. They only ask for about 10 minutes of your day to teach you about your eating habits and how to check in on your progress. And if you doubt me, listen to these stats. These are for real. More than 80% of users complete the program. More than 60% of the users lose 5% or more of their body weight. And 60% of them keep the weight off for a year or more. Oscar, one size does not fit all. Choose your goals, and Noom will personalize a weight loss program for you. Oscar loves Noom, and we just saw on the TV, Carla has never looked better. Am I right? Right?
I'm right.
Right. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Start building better habits for a healthier, long-term result. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS. And we thank you at Noom. All right. Oscar's take is on board right now. It's so fun. You know, normally it's a Friday favorite. But with Mike on the road, it's fun to do Oscar's take.
More me.
Every day, it's a chance for our Bolivian Boloviator to offer his opinions on what's going on in the world today. Remember, his opinions don't necessarily reflect the opinions of anybody. So without any further ado, Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
They all reflect my opinion.
They do. Oh, yeah. Well, it is your opinion.
Not the opinion of the show.
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes. You know what? Maybe I'll do the geyser sound effect if I agree with you.
Okay.
All right. This is so twisted that I think I need you to help me sort it out. Alex Rodriguez was seen partying with Ben Affleck's ex, a TV producer named Lindsay Shookus, at a birthday party last Saturday. So they were at an intimate backyard gathering at the Hamptons, and they were holding hands. A-Rod's rep says there's absolutely zero there. They've been friends for 15 years. However, A-Rod is renting a mansion about a mile from Jennifer Lopez's Hamptons home. It's going to be his summer place. Also, he was spotted with a brunette woman at a restaurant last Friday, but sources say it's his business manager. What's up with A-Rod? Do you follow this?
Well, it's got to be tough for someone that's been winning at life at all times.
Mm-hmm.
On the brink of buying the Mets.
Right.
And then on the brink of marrying a pop superstar, an international pop superstar.
I would say an actual piece of pop culture. She has
an icon.
Yes, of course.
For that to fall apart. And then within roughly a week.
Yes.
You see reports of dreamy Ben Affleck, and who was, you know, an ex.
Yes.
Just stomping around town with your ex.
All of a sudden, he's big in the picture.
It's painful.
Yes.
And you know that she's not looking at his Instagram. She's not figuring out what he's doing.
Right.
So the only way you can, if you know you really can't get over someone, you find their ex.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can do.
You find them.
Yeah. But why is he renting a house so close to her? Is he keeping an eye on her? Is he getting ready to swoop in?
No, man. We do the weirdest thing, us guys, when we get broken up with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. Did you ever date anybody before Carrie?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What happened? You probably had a bad breakup, right?
Of course. They always broke up with me.
What boneheaded thing did you do once? Did you still drive her to the prom after you take her and her date to the prom or something like that? What happened?
I actually, this is great. In my junior year of high school, she dumped me. I got another date for the prom, but we ended up going in the same car.
Mm.
I drove her and her date to prom. That's boneheaded.
Oh, my God.
That's boneheaded. And you know what? You're exactly right. Now I understand what he's going through. Yeah, absolutely.
You do dumb things.
You do dumb things, Pony.
That's super sad. Yeah, I thought Oscar was just kidding, but he like totally nailed it.
Yeah, you know what? If Pony ever gets a girlfriend, he's going to do something boneheaded.
I know what
too.
You're doing too, Pony.
Yeah, this is
creep.
This is Oscar's take.
Screw you, Oscar's take.
Screw you, Oscar's take. You know what would be great is he found a girl with glasses.
Mm.
They've unveiled a huge 26-foot-tall Marilyn Monroe statue in Palm Springs, California.
Ooh.
But people are upset. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the movie The 7-Year Itch, but there's an iconic scene where she stands on a subway grate and her skirt blows up,
right? No Rube, just like in Lady in Red.
Exactly. It's an homage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is in that movie, you never really see much of her underwear because she's holding her dress down.
Yeah.
But because this is a 20-foot, keep in mind, this is almost three stories high. This is a 26-foot-tall statue of Marilyn Monroe, and you can see her underwear, and people are posing from the rear shot of the statue, so you can have you and a selfie with Marilyn Monroe's ass. The executive director of the Women's March Foundation says, quote, when you exit the Palm Springs Art Museum, the statue is designed for you to look at her crotch and look at her buttocks and take photos. This may have been acceptable in the 1950s, but this is 2021, and women are saying enough is enough. The statue is scheduled to be there for 3 years. Will it be there the full 3 years? Oscar.
Yeah, what's the problem here? If anything, wasn't Marilyn Monroe part of like the sexual revolution that empowered
the
women?
absolute sex symbol? Yeah,
and we're not maybe objectifying is. I can't speak to the subject matter except for let me just add this. And,
all right.
And I, with all due respect to anybody out there,
yeah,
I'm all for the glass ceiling being broken. I'm for equal pay. I practice what I preach. But I've never had an experience when I walked up to the bar because I was attractive and got free drinks.
Right.
So that's just one of my my levels of, is everything supposed to be fair?
Right. Mm-hmm,
right?
I agree. Right.
And for me, if it's art, let it be art. And Palm Springs, it's like whoever put that up there clearly wanted attention. They're getting it now.
You know, if it's in Palm Springs, the statue might melt anyway. It's very hot out there. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
It's fine. I don't see what's wrong with it, especially in this world where we're empowering, as we should, everyone.
Oscar, this could be a game changer. We all subscribe to Netflix. We all take the Netflix. But also, now that the pandemic is slowly returning us to normal, or we're returning to normal after the pandemic, people are going to start going to the movies again. And one guy who has been a big proponent for the movies on the big screen is, of course, Steven Spielberg. Well, Steven Spielberg, big fan of the theatrical experience, has signed a deal with Netflix to make 2 movies a year for an unspecified number of years. Mm. Does this cheapen Spielberg or does this elevate Netflix?
No, he's adapting to the times. Mm-hmm. All of those soapbox speeches that Spielberg gave were pre-pandemic.
I guess you're right.
Pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. Like, when you live through this, your mindset changes a lot. Like, do I have to go to work to work? Some people don't.
Right.
And for him, if movie theaters were on the brink of dying before AMC stock was manipulated, then what are you supposed to do? You're betting on a horse. And I'm sure he's got mortgages to pay.
I'm sure he does. Yeah. And I think he has at least one ex-wife.
One.
Yeah. One.
They'll take half. Depends on when they got him.
And you know what? And also he's got the West Side Story coming out. So he has to keep his name out there, I think.
Yeah.
I
bet. But the Netflix money is, I mean, that's. For a guy like that, it's got to be generational wealth, who already has generational wealth. And he probably had a slow year because, you know, not everybody's working.
That's true. Well, he could always sell off some lightsabers or something.
He could.
Yeah, so you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's
Take. Actually, I guess he would, Jackson Hole.
He would be more likely to sell Indiana Jones stuff, not so much Star Wars stuff. I know he had a connection to Star Wars, but that wasn't his big deal. So would you go see a band called Back Sync?
Yeah, why not?
There was a Pride charity event this past weekend, and Lance Bass and Joey Fatone from NSYNC teamed up with Nick Carter and AJ McLean. I know I'm talking your jam when I'm talking about the two boy bands. Yes, it's a super group.
You got me.
I knew you'd love it. Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. Backstreet's back. Oh, yeah. But they also revealed something at the charity event that back in the day, there was sort of a rivalry between the two bands.
Yeah, because they were managed by the same guy at TransUnion, who, by the way... Creep.
An absolute total creep scumbag.
Yes.
Yeah, but it was, they said, and they admitted this, the rivalry was totally manufactured in days before social media. It was just put out by the record company and their management to make it more exciting. There was no rivalry. In fact, they were all pretty good friends at the time.
You didn't have Justin. You didn't have the main guy, Justin Timberlake. He's not part of this.
No,
right?
What this is like, if you're a Beatles fan, this is going to see Ringo. It's still pretty good, but it's not, you know.
Oh, no. This is like seeing the Monkees if you're a Beatles fan. I think that makes more sense.
Yeah, I think so. And then there's only 2 of them left. Mm. So anyway, but you would go see, what's it, Back Sync?
Not anymore, now that I know what they are.
I've cheapened it?
Yes.
I've ruined it. I'm sorry.
I'm ashamed.
I'm Oscar. Shameful. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
All right. 2/3 of us, this appeals to me, and this applies to me, I think, especially since the pandemic, 2/3 of us own so much stuff now, our place can't fit at all. We are a nation of hoarders. 2/3 of Americans say, that's 66%, they have so much stuff, they can't fit it all in their home. 7 in 10 people say they reorganized at least 2 rooms in their house during the pandemic, partly because they needed space and because they were stuck at home with nothing to do. 13% of us have reorganized a child's bedroom, 10% cleaned up the garage, and 9% organize their closet. Are we a nation of hoarders?
We are, but in fairness to us, what else were we supposed to do when things were being delivered to your house?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
There's a reason why the Marie Kondo show is and everything you buy at the stores is all about organization. Newsflash, when you organize your junk, you still have junk.
Yeah, you're right. You're just moving it around. It's like, you know what it is? You know those games where it's a bunch of plastic tiles and one tile is missing and you have to make a picture by moving the tile around? You're never changing the amount of tiles. You're just moving them around. And that's what people are doing.
If you go to my mom's basement, God bless her, she's got junk for days. Yeah. Half of it's mine.
Well, so you're part of the problem too.
I am, but I also need storage.
Yeah. I thinned out my records during the pandemic, put some in storage.
Right. But storage, you could have just gave them away to a public library.
I gave 2 boxes away though. I did. I did actually give away some doubles and stuff like that. It hurt, but I did it. Doubles. I kept all of my copies of Abbey Road. You're listening to Oscar's Take. And we close with this. Do you think people are predestined for greatness at times, that they have a certain amount of magic bestowed upon them?
Nurture or nature?
A little bit.
Wow.
So last Friday, a Florida woman, of course it's in Florida, was arrested for DUI after crashing her car into a Taco Bell. She hit the sign. the water meter, and a tree. And she works at the Taco Bell where it happens. It all happened at about quarter after 10 p.m. It was unclear if she was leaving work, arriving at work, or it was just a coincidence. Then she left the scene and sped through some red lights. Cops caught up with her, threw her in jail. She was released Saturday morning after posting $1,750 bond. She absolutely is going to plead guilty to DUI. And do you know what her name is?
What's that?
Kenesha Booze.
Booze.
B-O-O-Z-E. So was greatness thrust upon her, or did she just grab the greatness, Oscar?
I can't condone the drunk driving.
That's no, it's not a good thing.
Especially these days when you can Uber everywhere.
Yeah.
But I do respect her work ethic. The fact that she was trying to make it to work is impressive.
And you know what? They can always repair that water meter. The thing is, employees, that's what's valuable.
You got to get to work.
They need people to work. We've seen this. All right. Mm. When we come back, Pony saw a fun thing happen yesterday here at the studio. I got a phone call that I'd like to recap to you. And we will do that after this. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, everybody. This is Bob Barker. And yes, I'm still alive. When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Bunch, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the Bonus Game. I hated the Bonus Game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? It's a commercial-free, uncensored 6 hours of TMOS every week. Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me. You can buy it at MikeOMaraShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
And neuter some disc jockeys, too. Not a bad idea. Summer is here. You know how I know, Oscar?
How do you know?
It's warm outside.
It is sticky icky today. Well, it's sundering right now.
Sunday, I believe, was the first day of summer. Monday was the first full day of summer. It means a lot of kids are getting out of school. So why not surprise your young innovators with super cool STEAM projects that celebrate the end of the school year? With a KiwiCo subscription, your child gets a new crate full of fun science and art projects every month. They'll explore new worlds and rediscover familiar ones without leaving home. From sailing the solar system to building an animation machine, everything is shipped right to your door. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. KiwiCo is for trailblazing toddlers to more experienced explorers at every stage in between. We just saw Michael O'Mara on our video feed. He is a big fan of KiwiCo. I've seen the magic in action. Got him interested in astronomy. Got him interested in physics.
I my nephew has me. So I bought the year-long subscription for one box a month.
That is so cool.
And they shook me down for another one. So now they're going twice a month.
It's a heavy shakedown.
Well, worth it. Like, yeah. His parents are happy. He seems happy. It's the most that he's ever engaged in me in some time. He'll call me and say thank you. It's sweet.
That is cool. And you know what? When the kids take the 3 months off for summer, let their brain work a little bit. This is an awesome way to stretch a kid's brain in a fun way at home. They will love it. With KiwiCo, there's something for every kid or kid at heart every month. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. Do it. You'll be glad you did. Do it for the kids. Do it for the kids, Oscar.
Do it for the kids.
So yesterday, I was in the producer's room. There's a here at the Glover Park position of Podville Media. There are two studios, and there is a glass control room in between them, right? And I'm sitting in there and doing some stuff, and my phone rings. And if it says spam risk, I usually don't answer. If it says a family member's name, I usually don't answer. But this was just a mysterious call from Florida. And Pony was prowling around setting stuff up. I said, I'll take this. And I picked it up, and they said... I said, hello, and there's a long, interminable pause. And when that happens, if it's not an immediate hang up, and there's someone like preparing, I lick my lips because I know something good's about to happen. And I hear, hello, Mr. Spaywack?
Spaywack. Have you heard Spaywack before?
Oh, I've got them all. Okay. I've got them all. And I said, yes. And I said, okay. Speaking, at this point, I see Pony through the glass and I give him one of these. Come here. We're going to have some fun. And he says, I'm calling about your property.
Ooh.
I said, my property? And he says, yes, in Aventura, Florida. And he gave the address. Now, people remember that in March, I lost my Uncle Bruce. Mm-hmm. And he had a condo in Miami / Aventura. And my father and my stepmom, Kathy, went down there to settle the affairs and take care of things. Well, my father has the same name as me.
Yes.
Robert Spiewak, as does my son, Robert Spiewak. And I said, which property is this? And he rolled off the address and he said, no, I don't think I own that property. Mm-hmm. He says, oh, well, is this Robert Spiewak again? I said, yes, yes, it is. He says, well, you're the caretaker for the property of Bruce Spiewak.
Mm.
And now I've got, now everything is falling into place, right? And I said, yeah, oh, yes, yes. Bruce, how is Bruce?
This is so messed up.
And Pony, tell me if I'm straying from the truth at all. And he says, Bruce, he says, well, you're the caretaker of Bruce's property. Mm-hmm. And I get away from the topic a little bit. And I say, are you looking for Robert Spiewak Junior? And that's me. And he says, with a question mark, yes. I said, well, that's me. So how is Bruce? And he said, well, sir, according to this, Bruce passed away in March. And I said, I didn't even know he was sick.
It was so awkward. And then
you're,
like,
you're supposed to be the sweet one and soft one of the crew.
And Oscar. Then, it
you're
gets
doing
worse.
Shtick about your dead uncle.
It gets a lot worse.
Who, by the way, came to a live show. It was cool.
He was awesome.
And now he's dead.
And but you know what? Let me say before I proceed with this, talked to my dad last night. My dad was rolling on the floor, and we agreed that Bruce would have loved this because Bruce had the same sense of humor. And I said, so Bruce is dead since March? And he said, yeah. And I said, are you looking for Rob Spiewak Jr.? He says, yes. I said, was he surrounded by his loved ones passed?
No. You asked, you said, oh my God, how did he die?
Oh, that's right. How did he die? And then he said,
you heard him shuffling papers.
Yeah, I heard him. He says,
oh, no.
I don't have that information. And then that's when I asked my favorite question. I said, was he surrounded by his loved ones when he passed? And he said, I don't have that information either, but I certainly hope so. And I said, well, there's been some miscommunication here. The person who's handling his affairs is my father, Robert Spiewak Sr. And he said, oh, do you have his phone number? I said, yep, *69. And then he clicked, then he hung up, that's how it went. But yeah, it's been a while since I've had a lot of fun with a telemarketer. And so, yeah, for all the people, and I go home and I tell Carrie about it. She says, I got a call from that guy too.
What were they trying to get?
They want his property. They're trying to put
like
the press.
The fire sale.
Mm-hmm. So they're thinking that with his pet. But man, I mean, they're
bunch
going
of
after a bunch of creeps. And to go after Carrie, who doesn't even have the name Robert, that's very odd. But anyway, condo not for sale, Bruce dead, surrounded by loved ones, all is well. So that's what we did yesterday.
That was, well, I mean, if you don't laugh, you cry.
That's exactly. And sometimes you do both. Pony was crying because it was too awkward. We'll take a break, come back, as Mike would say, with something else. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're back after this.
Hello, this is Al Pacino, and I love talking to you. Hoo-ah! Do you like to talk? Maybe you want to talk to your favorite hosts. Well, say hello to my little friends. Get ready to get on Zoom and be a TMOS talking head. Just send your info to Rob at MikeOmeraShow.com. Include a phone number. Do it now before you lose your mind and go crazy. Just like me, because this is something you'll want to remember. I'm Al Pacino, and I'm not sure where I am. Hoo-ah!
I love that he laughs. He laughs at the end of it. Oh, here's what I'm looking for, Oscar. I need this music. Because this portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Best Fiends. Life is full of mystery. We've learned this. Like, how did that guy get my phone number? Why is he calling me?
Why?
Yes, you don't want to sit around and worry about these things all the time. You want to take a break from these massive contemplations that really bother you all day long. What you need to do is take on something that's meant to be solved, like the literally thousands of puzzle-solving levels on Best Fiends. And unlike mulling over the mysteries of the universe, Best Fiends will leave your brain feeling refreshingly challenged. You'll feel like your frontal lobe just got a Swedish massage. Beautiful.
Massage.
Massage. A beautiful, gentle massage. The only downside is you can't stop playing. Variety, strategy, cute characters, endless puzzles to solve. It's my jam. I'm right now on level 3672. 3672. It's called Trapped Water. There's 150 water droplets you need to rescue. You need to grow 7 flowers. And just so you don't get disappointed, Oscar, yes, you still need to kill 6 slugs. Mm. Love killing me some slugs. As a matter of fact, they call it Slugamageddon when you do that. I love it. If you're hungry for an endless supply of fun puzzles, the kind you can actually enjoy solving, try out Best Fiends. Just don't blame us if you can't turn it off. Download the 5-star rated puzzle game Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or on Google Play. That's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends. You won't be able to stop playing. It's so cool. You know, sometimes when I'm here at work, I have to save huge wave files, sometimes hour, 30-minute wave files, and it'll take 2.5 minutes. That's enough time for me to get in one quick game of Best Fiends, and it's, you know, you don't zone out. Yeah. It's fun. It's good stuff. So that's Best Fiends, and I love it. So do it, and do it. Now, I subscribe to the Paramount Plus CBS thing.
So you don't have Comcast, or does it come with your Comcast?
No, I don't have Comcast. I have DirecTV. I've had DirecTV for 25 years now.
That's right. My apologies.
That's all right, because, I mean, I have to stay with DirecTV because every time I call and ask them for something, they give it to me because they're afraid they're going to lose me as a client. But the reason I did it, Carrie and I had a few beers on Saturday night, and I don't know if this makes me a creep or a jerk or what. We subscribed to it just to see the iCarly reunion.
Oh, I wasn't. This is what's. It's fascinating. I was never an iCarly fan.
It kind of jumped you. Yeah, it jumped you. But
did you? I've been friends that were talking about it this past weekend as well. Are you watching it because your daughter watched it?
We both of my kids were so bullseye targeted age group for iCarly that we remember the night it premiered. It was heavily promoted because the deal is Julia was on the tail end of that show, Drake and Josh. Mm-hmm. And the girl who played Carly was the little daughter on Jake and Josh. And so when she got her spinoff show, it was really heavily promoted on Nickelodeon. And so we watched it that night as a family. And I watched it because I said, well, the kids are going to want to watch it. And so we watched it. But then it was like 2 seasons later that Carrie and I found out that we were watching it even when the kids weren't around. Because you know what? When you get right down to it, it's a really good sitcom.
What's the premise?
Carly Shay has a online, like a YouTube show. Mm-hmm. And the show started out, it was a gimmick where they would actually use like brief, what we would see now as TikTok videos. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was TikTok back then. And they would be featured on this show, iCarly. Carly lives with her brother in Seattle with her friends. And there's Freddie, who was the videographer, and Sam, who was her co-host. And it got to get past the gimmick of the submitted videos, and it was just a show about these kids growing up. And it was a very well-written situation comedy, and I like the characters on it, and I didn't realize that I missed them so bad that I've actually subscribed to a streaming service to see it, and she's 27 now.
I love it. So she had her own YouTube channel, and then she
but all the stuff around
the show was filming for her YouTube channel.
Yeah, and it was, and if you think about it, they were sort of ahead of the social media thing. And so it was kind of cool to watch social media come into fruition as the show progressed. I think it had like 5 or 6 seasons. And I liked the show quite a bit, and they had a lot of celebrity guests. Mrs. Obama was a guest on it on one episode.
What was the premise for it to come back?
ka-ching. I think they wanted the money.
Story-wise.
Oh, story-wise is that Carly was at a low part in her life, and she realized the only thing she really wanted was to come back and do the show again. Wow. However, her friend Sam is not doing the show because Sam came out and said that she was mistreated by Nickelodeon and that it was a bad experience. So they wrote her off, but everyone else is back on the show. And so I will say this, it's not sensational, but if you were a fan of iCarly, it's worth taking a look at. Get that free month and take a look at it.
You are the cheapest guy I know. And to pull that trigger must have meant something. Pulling on your heartstrings.
Well, I remember coming downstairs on Saturday morning and saying, that wasn't very good, was it? And Carrie said, not really. And I looked, and there's like empty Corona bottles all over. So there wasn't so much being cheap. It was being drunk.
You.
But yeah, you know what? It's fun. And to be fair, Carrie still has a crush on Jerry Traynor, who plays Spencer. So there's that. So I think that's one of the
reasons. Did anybody get fat?
Nobody got fat. Freddie stayed short. And it's just weird that they're 27 now. That's what's weird.
And they look 27.
They do look every day of 27. So we're going to come back. We're going to do the digital dumpster with no iCarly tapes in it.
No iCarly.
I promise. This is the Mike O'Mara show. Show.
Jeff Bezos is my boss.
Add
my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spuak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara show, and Elle will listen to the Mike O'Mara show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do. And if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Sorry about the sloppy button pushing.
No, I'll get me.
I hit all the buttons right when I ordered CBS Plus and watched iCarly. Got to hit them all. You know what I should have done instead of watching iCarly?
What's that?
Gone out in the backyard and had a fire. Fire never
Ooh.
Disappoints. Something magical about summer nights.
I love the smell of it's a little cool here in the evenings, at least
yes.
It was the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
And I smelled it, it was rock and roll, man. I love it.
That's so great. The Solo stove, it is
Solo.
The best. The one most wondrous. And summer nights, and here's the deal, we got a cold front rolling through today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we got the storms and everything. So tonight's going to be a perfect Solo stove night. Day or night, a smokeless fire pit from Solo stove turns magical summer moments into unforgettable memories. Solo Stove creates story-worthy moments without the fireside fumes. As we return to normal, it's a perfect time to gather around your Solo Stove with your loved ones. There's nothing better. Here's the thing about Solo Stove. You get it, you take it out of the box, you can have a fire in like 8 minutes. The hardest part is getting the tape off the box. That's the only thing that slowed me down, but I am not very dexterous. There's no assembly. You just put it in there, drop in some wood, crumple up some newspaper, and you are good to go. Stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. Easy to keep lit, even easier to clean, because all that's left is like fine ash. You just dump it out, piece of cake. And they're so confident you'll love it, they offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. Now, Oscar, no one needs a reason to gather around the fire,
mm-hmm.
but Solo Stove just took away any reason not to, and now you get $10 off when you use promo code Mike at checkout. Remember, this is different. Mike, M-I-K-E.
Mike.
Use the promo code Mike at checkout. Just go to solostove.com, and remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code Mike. Like, I love my Solo Stove. Who is in the dumpster today? It's going to be an exciting reveal. Let's see.
This is Joan Crawford.
Hey, it's Joan Crawford. You know.
I didn't know she had passed.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. She passed in 1977.
Oh, wow.
And here's the thing. No one knows how old she was because she never revealed her age.
Mm.
Most people think she was about 73
was
or 4.
Mistaking
yeah.
mistaking her with somebody else. Is there anybody? Cindy Crawford. Sorry.
Cindy Crawford is very different. Different
very much
eyebrows.
Alive.
Yeah, very much alive. Yeah. I love you, Mommy Dearest.
This is Joan Crawford.
Okay. Now, the thing is, we're dealing with a crisis. Don't tell Jimmy. He'll just tell you it's going to be okay. But there's a wing shortage.
No.
Yes. There's a wing shortage. People have been eating a lot of them, I guess. And Wingstop, who we have one not far, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Around the corner.
They have launched a countermeasure using rapper Rick Ross as their spokesperson. Mm-hmm. They're changing their name, at least online, to Thigh Stop.
That is funny.
And you know
and I
what?
I hate that I love it.
It's probably a good idea because thighs are one of the better pieces of chicken to eat. Anyway, here's the spot for Thigh Stop.
Nobody moves more wings than the boss, Rick Ross, and Wingstop. But now that there's a national wing shortage, guess you're done hustling. Huh, Rick?
Nah, we doing thighs.
The hustle continues with Thigh Stop. All the flavors you love, now on thighs.
I stop. This is great. I love it. I'll try it. I will. This is very cool. There is a football player for the Los Angeles Raiders. His name is Carl Nassib. And he came out publicly.
Yes,
and
very cool.
I love this. And you know what? I'm a little conflicted. It shouldn't be as big a deal as it is, but it's great that he's brave enough to do it. I didn't realize that he is the first openly gay active NFL player. And good for him to pave the way and take it in a way
brave.
With an attitude that is, I almost want to say nonchalant. If he can set the
it should be.
Yeah, and if he can set the table for this to become the normal, God bless him. What a great guy to do this.
What's up, people? I'm Carl Nassib. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that like one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate. And I'm going to start by donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project.
Trevor Project is an organization that aids LGBTQ, youth that are suicidal or having trouble with their situations. And what a generous donation and what a brave gesture. I'm very impressed.
It is shocking because, you know, one of our clients is ESPN and they're having a big special on this. And most of the conversation is like, I can't believe that this is that this is taking this long for an active player.
Right. And I hope that this
come out.
It makes the path very easier brave. For those that are struggling. So that's great.
He's very brave and he's doing the right thing.
On the other side, let's remember this. There's nothing that KISS won't sell. We've already talked about the KISS casket. We've talked about all these things. Did you know that there was a song, many people do, many years ago that KISS did a song called Cold Gin?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a rock and roll record. And yes, it's taken them this long, but in Europe, they're selling KISS gin. It is called Cold Gin.
Yes. Cold Gin time again. You know it'll
always win. Cold Gin time again. It's Cold Gin time again, Pawnee.
What took so long?
It's not bad.
Well, I mean, it's KISS. I mean, it's...
I always like KISS.
You always like gin.
But I like them both. Now I can have everything I want.
Yeah, but you got to get on an airplane and go to Europe, so I guess that's not happening.
No, thank you.
All right. Speaking of airlines, Mike said he had a good flight, but there are troubles with the airlines and their luggage. This is Kimmel last night.
Airlines are talking about jacking up the fees for overweight baggage to make up for all the weight passengers have gained during lockdown. An American Airlines spokesperson says its average passenger weight is up 8 pounds since spring of last year. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe don't put your planes at the end of Cinnabon Alley then. How is this our fault?
It is true, though. Cinnabon Alley is a real thing.
I've had so many Cinnabons on a plane.
Yep.
I can't even count them.
Well, you know what? Bless your heart for bringing a Cinnabon on a plane and not like chicken and cashews, because at least cinnamon smells nice. Oh, God. People, I'm going to have crab legs back in coach. Fie on you. No good. So Robert, I will say this, my son who has just graduated high school, is really past his Axe body spray sort of phase, which is great. I think now he's just sort of a soapy clean. He doesn't reek of anything, but it used to come down... Really, when he would shower, I'd know because he would start playing a Bluetooth speaker in the bathroom. So that's the routine we're going to hear. And then the shower would finish, the music would continue, and then sort of rolling down the steps like a heavy Wizard of Oz fog would be the smell of Axe body spray. And so we're past that. God bless it. However, now that we are getting back to normal, Axe body spray wants everyone who's been vaccinated to be vaccinated, Oscar. That's their promotion.
No. Yeah. U.S. citizens, as you may know, being vaccinated is hot right now. Men are sharing it on their social media and even sending unsolicited vac pics. That's great. But to get closer, you also have to smell great. You have to get vaccinated. Kits and certificates are available at our vaccination centers.
You have to go to the vaccination center.
I don't know how I feel about that. I was an Axe body spray fan, like, you know, whatever douche kid
didn't
want it. But this it's like it's over the top now.
Oh, it's horrible. It is
over the top.
And especially now that you need two doses of it. to be fully vaccinated. Let's close with this. Unless you have Johnson & Johnson axe spray, that's just one. Ricky Gervais, this is so funny. He was talking about people that complain about Twitter. He's very active on Twitter, but he claims not to be all that involved. And I think he might be the case that, yeah, he's just using it as a sounding board. For anyone that complains about Twitter, please keep this in mind.
People take everything personally. I think the world revolves around them, right? Particularly on Twitter, right? I'm not tweeting anyone. I'm just tweeting, okay? I don't know who's following me. I've got 12 million followers. I don't know who's following me. They can be following me without me knowing, right? Choose to read my tweet and then take that personally. That's like going into a town square, seeing a big notice board, and there's a notice, guitar lessons, and you go, but I don't want guitar lessons.
It's like a fan page. All right.
There's a number here. All right, all that, right? Are you giving me guitar lessons? Yeah. I don't want any. Fine, it's not for you then. Just walk away. Don't worry about it.
All right, close it up.
So
that's
true.
Your digital dumpster.
So true, though. It's
but
so
it is.
True.
I don't want guitar lessons.
You don't have to follow me.
You don't have to do it, man.
Don't
thank you, and happy birthday to Papa Bear, Mike O'Mara. Thank you for checking in today. Hopefully, he'll check in again before the week is out. And that's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Good day.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.